There are new developments in mental health in the Finger Lakes, specifically telemental health. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, researchers and entrepreneurs are trying to capitalize on the trend.
Nancy Gerlach's kitchen is a flurry of chopping and mixing. There are pots on the stove, bowls and Tupperware filling every inch of counter space in her Finger Lakes home.
We're up to our elbows in cooking this afternoon.
For the Gerlach family, it's a weekend of mixed emotions. Nancy's son Bill and his fiance are expecting a baby, and another son Derek is dead.
So we're having a shower for Jamie and Billy and the baby.
Okay. And pink flowers.
So yeah. And on the sad side, we're also burying Derek's ashes tomorrow morning. Yeah. But the more important part is we're going to celebrate in the afternoon.
Derek died of an opioid overdose during the same time that Bill, who's had addiction struggles of his own, was developing an app that he says might have saved his brother's life.
You know, that's the hard thing, because if, you know, we got this going, yeah, he could be alive, you know, today. So, yeah.
Bill's app is called Here Now Help. He says it's like Uber, but for mental health. You log in and tell it what sort of support you're looking for, and it shows you nearby people who can offer those services.
You can go and you can see where they are on the map. And then you can schedule a meeting, confirm, bada bing.
Bill says the key is that those people are available outside of regular office hours. He says issues like addiction don't follow a schedule, so he needs to find a way to connect people 24 hours a day. The app has become a family business. Bill's mom is the chief financial officer. His uncle John Brennan is a professional therapist in charge of recruitment and training. John says most of the people on the app won't actually be counselors. They're more like trained listeners.
They're simply there to be a paid friend. Chat with them, talk with them, let them vent. We will be training them only in how to listen, with empathy, without giving advice.
Bill says getting those people certified as counselors would be way too expensive. And John says his own struggles with alcoholism have shown him that a lot of the time, people just need a listener.
I mean, I know people who come into AA who got incredibly powerful cravings. They go to an AA meeting, and for that 1 hour, great, they're okay. They step outside and immediately the cravings hit them again.
John says he's gone through lists of people on his phone trying to find someone to grab coffee with just to take his mind off drinking. And sometimes no one's available.
And that's the whole idea, is that we're there for the other 23 hours of the day when you don't have the meeting with the professional.
The business is based in Honeoy. It's a small hamlet in a rural section of Ontario County. John and Bill say that's intentional. Like many rural communities, it's underserved by traditional counseling services. But the same problem of people who lack options for mental health support also exists in urban areas. Caroline Easton is leading federally funded research at the Rochester Institute of Technology. She's looking to connect people who are homeless with psychologists and psychiatrists.
Many of them lack insurance, don't have money, don't have cars or transportation to make it to the different sites that provide more traditional approaches.
She says the federal grant lets them use the latest in telemental health technology.
Actually, it's better resolution than a Skype call.
But like the app developers, Easton says technology is only part of the picture. She says she wants counselors and clients to develop a connection in person before moving to telepsychology. That's an attitude that makes a lot of sense to Gerard Lawson. He teaches counselor education at Virginia Tech, and he's a past president of the American Counseling Association. Lawson says telemental health is really helpful for reaching people who would have a hard time getting to a traditional clinic.
We want to create a situation where there is no wrong door into treatment, that if somebody wants or needs to see a counselor, we want it to be available to them in a way that is accessible.
But he says not everyone's sure that telemental health will work as well as in-person visits.
There's still some debate or controversy within the profession, and many of us that believe that that in-person relationship is the ideal, because we like to be able to see the client and read their face and read their body language and get a sense of what that's like to be in their presence. Some of that does get diluted with distance technology.
Lawson says both the Gerlach's app and Easton's research could be promising ways to get mental health services to more people. Easton says her project is just getting started. Bill says the Here Now Help app is set to start pilot testing in January. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.